Friday will mark 100 days since a January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. On Thursday, a House Committee on Administration heard from the Capitol Police Inspector General, Michael Bolton. But first, Committee Chair Zoe Lofgren reminded people of why the attack happened, reading a series of quotes from Republican lawmakers.
Fellow Americans beat and bloodied our own police. They stormed the Senate floor. They tried to hunt down the Speaker of the House. They built gallows and chanted about murdering the vice president. They did this because they had been fed wild falsehoods by the most powerful man on earth, because he was angry he'd lost an election. There's no question that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of that day, and that was Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell.
Inspector General Michael Bolton was the sole witness. His department has issued two in a series of monthly reports on the Capitol Police Department's preparation and actions on January 6th, highlighting needs in planning, training, operations, and culture change.
In regards to a cultural change, the CDOT department needs to move away from the thought of process of a traditional police department and a move to the posture of a protective agency. A police department is geared to being reactive for the most part, whereas a protective agency is postured in their training and planning to be proactive to prevent events such as January 6.
Chair Lofgren noted the Inspector General's report found failings of critical equipment.
For example, riot shields shattered upon impact and less lethal munitions stocked in the armory were beyond their expiration date. You also reported that officers experienced supply constraints during the insurrection, and as a result, unarmed and unescorted civilian employees were sent to deliver less than lethal munitions to officers, but they were hindered by the crowd and, fearing for their safety, they left their vehicle and retreated. And you also found that department riot shields were stationed on a deployment bus away from one of the CDU platoons, and that CDU platoon attempted to get to the bus to distribute the shields, but they couldn't do it because the door was locked. And as a result, this particular CDU platoon was required to respond to the crowd without the protection of their riot shields.
Lofgren also asked about reports that the Capitol Police were directed to not use less lethal munitions, such as sting ball grenades. She asked whether that could have made a difference.
Certainly would have provided the department at a better posture to repel these attackers. It would put them in a better position. It would be very difficult to say it would have absolutely turned the tide, but it certainly would have gave them a better chance at doing what they needed to do.
One of the key questions has been the lack of intelligence, or the failure to act on intelligence, about the possibility of violence at the Capitol. Democrat G.K. Butterfield of North Carolina raised that issue.
The simple explanation of January 6th is that the Capitol Police leadership failed to sound the alarm that an insurrection was probable.
Inspector General Bolton recommends that intelligence at the Capitol Police be raised to the level of a bureau with trained analysts. Butterfield also asked about training.
Mr. Bolton, let me get your answer in the record on this. Did training deficiencies contribute to the department's inability to carry out its mission on that fateful day?
I believe, yes, training deficiencies put the officers, our brave men and women, in a position not to succeed.
Several Republican lawmakers placed blame on the Capitol Police Board, made up of the Senate and House Sergeants-at-Arms and the Capitol Architect. Republicans described them as political appointees who have hindered change. Republican Rodney Davis of Illinois says the politics of the Capitol Police Board is a major problem.
I'm afraid, though, that politics, and we all know from reports, optics got in the way. Many of these common sense recommendations you put forth that we agree to won't be implemented because they're really truly controlled by the political side of Washington, D.C.
Democrat Lofgren pushed back with what she called an aside, noting who appointed the board members.
Brett Blanton, the architect who sits on the board, was appointed by President Trump. The sergeant of arms at the Senate at the time was Mike Stenger, appointed by Senator Mitch McConnell. And Paul Irving was originally appointed by Speaker John Boehner and carried over in that position by Speaker Pelosi. So it doesn't, help us to try and make this a political discussion.
Inspector General Bolton says his monthly flash reports will continue through the rest of this year. Committee Chair Lofgren expects to reconvene her committee for further hearings in the next few days, perhaps as soon as Friday. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.